You are found guilty as charged. Please sit.
Once Luke and Nuwara were seated, she continued.
Thus ends the trial phase of these proceedings. We now move on to the sentencing phase. For a period of time, beginning tomorrow at 1 hour before midnight in the current time zone, and continuing for not less than 10 Coruscant years, you are exiled from Coruscant. You will maintain a distance of not less than 5 light years from this world. During that same time period, you will not act as Grand Master of the Jedi Order, nor in any position of authority or consultation within the Order. During that same time, you will not visit or approach any closer than 1 light year to any world upon which there exists a Jedi Order temple, Jedi Order school, or any other Jedi temple facility. During that same time, you will refrain from establishing any new Jedi Order temple, Jedi Order school, or any other Jedi temple facility, or any business that structurally or organizationally resembles those concerns, and thus might readily be converted to such a concern after your sentence is fulfilled. You will appoint Jedi Master Kenth Hamner to perform the duties of leader of the Jedi Order, and will subsequently exercise no influence over him for the duration of your sentence. Any violation of the above restrictions incurs a more severe penalty, incarceration in an Alliance Maximum Security Prison Facility for the remainder of the 10-year period. By the provisions of this arrangement, your sentence can be commuted or a pardon issued if you can convince a board of inquiry that you have determined the nature of the events and other causes that led to the aberrant and destructive behaviors of Colonel Jason Solo leading up to and during the Second Galactic Civil War. The Board of Inquiry to be made up of one prominent member of each of the following: the Galactic Alliance Judiciary Branch, Galactic Alliance Medical Association, and Galactic Alliance Armed Forces. Each of these individual members to be chosen by the Office of the Galactic Alliance Chief of State. Do you understand these terms?
Luke nodded. Yes, Your Honor. He understood them very well. He and Dalla had negotiated them point for point only hours before. But though he had played a part in selecting them, Luke still felt as though the situation were a dream that was sad and tiring.
It is so ordered. The sentencing phase is complete, and by my order, this case is concluded.
The judge stood, and all others in the chamber did as well, to watch her leave by her private exit behind the bench. When she was gone, the courtroom erupted into conversation, shouts, pleas from the members of the press for Luke to spare them a few words. He kept his back to that portion of the chamber. Security troopers admitted members of the Jedi and Luke's family into the area of the chamber reserved for advocates and their clients, and suddenly Luke was being embraced by Leia, Han, Ben, and Jaina, while other Jedi positioned themselves as a living wall between Luke and the audience.
10 years?
Ben said. He looked as though he'd been hit in the head by a speeder bike.
We'll fight this, Leia told him.
Kenth Hamner?
That was Han, looking confounded.
Was he chosen because he's the dullest Jedi ever? He says 2 sentences and it puts Kowakian monkey lizards to sleep.
Luke addressed his sister's comment first.
We won't fight this. I negotiated it. I agreed to it.
Without benefit of counsel?
That was Nuwara Venn speaking under his breath, just loud enough for the Jedi to hear.
And it won't be the full 10 years,
Luke told Ben.
You heard the conditions for commutation at the end.
Han shook his head.
Buddy boy, Dalla gets to appoint your tribunal. If they were still alive, she'd pick Palpatine, Lumaya, and Shimra Jemaine to be your judges.
Luke waved the objection away. Captain Savar approached. He was in the GA security dress uniform, his expression somber, perhaps even sad.
Judge Sude left word that you could leave the courtroom by her door and the back corridors if you'd like to avoid the press.
Luke nodded. Please.
This way.